In 1942, the federal government forced more than 7,000 Japanese Americans in the Sacramento area to leave their homes and move to incarceration centers. One CAP Radio listener wondered what happened to their homes, farms, and businesses when they were incarcerated. CAP Radio's Emily Zentner investigated for the latest story in our Great Question series.
Mariel Tsukamoto woke up early one Sunday morning in 1942.
My mother told me to get my grandmother, who was out in the backyard, and she was crying. And she said she'll never see her garden again. I don't think anyone believed that we were going to get killed. But, you know, my grandmother was in her 60s. My grandfather was 75. We had no idea where we were going, how long we would be gone, what would happen to us. You know, so she didn't believe she would ever come back.
Later that day, Tsukamoto and her family boarded trains, which took them to an incarceration center.
I was five. I only got to take clothes, and I know I cried because I wanted some toys, and mostly I wanted my dog.
Andy Hesse saw this era from a different perspective. As a white child growing up in the Sacramento area during World War II, he wanted to know what happened to his neighbors. So he reached out to our Great Question series to ask,
what happened to the property of Japanese Americans that were interned during World War II?
In search of an answer, Hesse and I headed to the California Museum to tour their exhibit, Uprooted, with Museum Executive Director Amanda Meeker. The exhibit tells the story of the Japanese American incarceration.
We have here this very beautiful kimono and obi.
Meeker says most people lost virtually everything when they were incarcerated, homes, farms, and personal items included.
They would have to sell them off, and if you can imagine, 120,000 people leaving, and they're, you know, obviously it was bargain basement prices when you have, you know, 2 weeks to sell. And, you know, so they definitely took huge, huge losses.
The Commission on the Wartime Relocation and Internment of Civilians estimates that Japanese Americans lost between $2 and $5 billion worth of property during the war. That's in 2017 dollars. Lester Uchida was one of the thousands of Sacramentans who were uprooted and incarcerated. He was almost 5 years old when his family was forced to leave their Florin home. Uchida showed Hesse and I around his Florin neighborhood.
Let's see, we're going to stop at the where I grew up, and the house is gone, though. And then the Florin grammar school that I went to.
We turned off of Florin Road onto a quiet side street. Uchida stopped across from where his childhood home once stood.
So our house is right where this vacant lot is. That's where our house was.
Compared to many, the Uchidas were fortunate. Thanks to the help of their white neighbor, Mary McCumber, they were able to return home after the war.
She rented our house for us for the 3.5 years that we were away, and sent the rent money to my father. So that was fortunate, and some others had, you know, same kind of thing, but others didn't have that closeness to a Caucasian family, so they, you know, struggled, or they might have even lost their homes. Yeah.
Mariel Tsukamoto's family was also able to keep their farm, and even her grandmother's rose garden, thanks to a white man, Bob Fletcher, who worked their land and paid their bills while they were incarcerated.
He never wanted credit for doing something special. He said it wasn't something special. His exact words were, it was the right thing to do.
Today, Tsukamoto and Uchida both volunteer with the California Museum. They tell their stories to school children in the hopes that they'll do the right thing should this ever happen again. Emily Zentner, CAP Radio News.